Hello, everybody, and welcome to Freedom Press. We like to talk about things here that grant us all our own personal wants and needs that we need to fulfill ourselves in a full society in a way that does not conflict with others, and we call that freedom. Welcome, everybody, today. Today, I'd like to talk about something very special. The left, the Democrats are pushing hardcore for the Green New Deal, and they're disguising it in other formats, and we all want to take care of our planet. And so anyone that goes up against the Green New Deal, they will automatically slam as being someone that does not care or is not considerate of things, and the reality could be anything further from the truth. So we're going to break that down and dive deeper into it and look and analyze how this affects us all if we eliminate the fossil fuel dilemma and go strictly to solar and electrical means, made by things other than gas. And with that being said, let's go ahead and start with the mills, right? The windmills that everybody likes. And there's been a lot of talk about putting these things up all over. And the discussion has always been whether they create a hazard on the environment or not. We'll leave those discussions for other people, as you will see very quickly on that where I'm taking this discussion, that matters not. And here's why. We have this windmill that's producing electricity, and we have a field of these, and they could be anywhere. They could be out in the ocean. They could be out in the desert. They could be up in a mountainside. They could be on top of rooftops in an inner city. They could be anywhere we elect, we decide to implement them. Okay. They're generating electricity because they spend when the wind blows. Okay. Now, in order for a functioning propeller to work, it needs to be greased with a proper axle. What is grease? It's a fossil fuel. Okay. So we need a fossil fuel to make sure that it spins properly so we can be assured that we will have our consistent electricity. So it relies right there on fossil fuel. The propeller, what is it made out of? A high polymer plastic. Well, gee, that's a fossil fuel. So the propeller itself is a fossil fuel. Okay, well, we could go cleaner and maybe make the propellers out of wood. We'll reevaluate that later, won't we? No, we won't. But let's go further. We capture this electricity, and how is it captured? How is it stored? Well, immediately it's sent down via a wire into a battery. Now, what's this wire made out of? Well, it's surrounded by, a plastic polymer. And what's plastic polymer? It's a fossil fuel. Okay. And it gets into this battery storage unit. What is the battery storage unit made out of? Well, it's a plastic casing. What is plastic? It's a fossil fuel. So there is my, right? This is my argument for, I do not understand what they mean when they say they want to eliminate fossil fuels and switch us over to these other supposedly, self-sustaining things when they are not, and they're not environmentally conscious at all. Because let's say these windmills out over the ocean have a leak, and all of a sudden that axle bearing grease, spills all into our nice clean oceans. That's actually happened before. So that's a real thing. And, these things do happen. So let's switch over to solar panels. Well, the solar panels, what are they made out of? Well, they're made out of the crystalline stuff, right? But they're all encased in this plastic thing, in this polymer stuff. Again, what is that? It's a fossil fuel. And then we transfer the electricity generated from the rooftops down to your storage system. So you're using a electrical wire, which is surrounding again in a polymer plastic, which is a fossil fuel, and goes down to your battery, which we already established is a encased piece of plastic, which is a fossil fuel. Now we have all this energy. How do we distribute it? Well, you want to charge up your electric car. You need to have a wire run from your now, you know, solar panels from your roof to your storage system out to your garage to charge up your electric car. Well, what are all those wires made out of? Again, the plastic encased wires, rubber, plastic, polymer encased wires are all made out of fossil fuel. We want to build housing that has all of this new smart tech and have it super wired for everything. How do we do it? All the wires are fossil fuel. I think you see where I'm going with this, but wait, it gets more. What are you planning all this stuff on? What are you listening to me right now on? You're listening to me either on a cell phone or a computer or some other electronic device, which is made out of what? Plastic, a fossil fuel. And it's either hooked up or it needs to be hooked up to be charged frequently, which is what? A fossil fuel-based wire. There is no getting around the fossil fuel-based system we have indoctrinated ourselves into. And to pretend like we're going to eliminate it by using solar panels or windmills is a childhood fantasy. And they engage in these childhood fantasies to rob you of your money. So we need to stop, right, this theft of your mind by the brainwashing and of your money through the taxation. Now, there is an issue that we do need to protect our planet, and we will get into what they call climate change in another video. And you will be surprised to find out the truth about that and the reality. But right now, I want to keep this on the electrical component and energy, because our nation, its strength comes from energy. If you look at our exports and imports, all of our top exports are based on fossil fuel made devices, or devices made with fossil fuel, or devices made to use fossil fuels. End of story. And when you look at our highest imports, it's all components made out of fossil fuel. Plastic components to build computers, plastic components to build cars, plastic components for piping, PVC. How are we supposed to have plumbing? Is not all of the plumbing and PVC made out of polyvinyl chloride? PVC, polyvinyl chloride? That's plastic. That is a fossil fuel. Our entire infrastructure is made from fossil fuels, and that will never change. The only thing that's going to change is who we allow to be the new originators, the sellers, the producers, the controllers of all of those components. And if we're not producing fossil fuel here in the United States, my friends, we will never be able to make anything ever again. Never will we ever be able to stamp made in the United States ever again. And let's face it, no one is going to stop using plastic components. Your hairbrush, your half your kitchen stuff, your musical instruments, your medical supplies. I don't even want to get into the medical industry and how it is reliant on fossil fuels, because everything they have is made from plastic. This is a lot bigger situation than just saying that we need to stop driving cars. That's a political movement to usher in something that is more cynical and diabolical that I don't want to get into, because we don't want to push conspiracy theories. What we want to push is reality. And the reality is our entire infrastructure, no matter which way we base getting the original form of consumption of energy, it doesn't matter how we disperse it, how we get it from here to there, is still reliant on fossil fuels because of every wiring system every wire across the city, every wire in your house. And then on top of that, look at everything you buy in the grocery store that's packaged in plastic. Okay, it's not just the straws we use that's an issue. I know a while back they made a big deal about straws, but it's not. Plastic is all made from fossil fuel. And if we are not producing our own fossil fuel, that means we are buying our plastic components to make our products here from someone else. Okay, this is the slow motion destruction of a nation. And they're convincing people to give up this stuff in the name of benefiting the planet. Well, my friends, it's not benefiting the planet, and it's ruining a nation. We can come up with, and my party and I have other solutions that offer better, cheaper ways to circumnavigate these things. It's a win-win-win for everyone. But instead, the two-party system, using their powers of taxation, have created this evil, not out of thin air, because like I said, the climate issue is real, and we will get into that in another video and discuss the reality of it. But this taxation and try to eliminate the vehicle movement, first by ushering in self-driving vehicles, and then overall by, you know, condemning anyone and guilting anyone that's using a you know, fossil fuel vehicle, even if it's, think about all the people in that have lawn businesses and lawn care maintenance companies, all their tractors and blowers and all their stuff. I mean, big corporations still run big machines that use diesel power stuff. I mean, there's just no getting around it. And oh, by the way, if the CO2 is so bad from burning of the vehicles, then why is our government subsidizing farms and farmers to buy and use CO2 generators to produce extra CO2 inside of their greenhouses? Why would they do that? Because any scientist and anyone that knows anything about farming knows that when you increase it, it gives you a better, more robust return, right? You get fruitier fruits with more juicier juice that tastes better. They grow bigger, grow faster, grow better. They know this. But that's why I will not engage them on their point counterpoint system of how they want to discuss it, because anyone that goes against them, they're just going to attack in a vicious way. And I'm not going to go against them. My question to them is, sure, if we use the windmills, and sure, if we go solar panels, how are we getting around all the wires, the batteries, the systems, the cell phones, the computers, every gadget we have, refrigerators, microwaves, stethoscopes, just air conditioners, car components, PVC pipes, you name an industry, and it is not touched. You know, or untouched with plastic. Plastic is everywhere, and every plastic is made with fossil fuel. There's no getting around paint. Most of the paint's made with fossil fuel. I mean, there's just no getting around how much oil is used in things that you would not necessarily think it was in. All right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up there for today, and you're getting my point. And on the next one, we're going to touch on the climate issue so everyone can be aware. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett, and you're listening to Freedom Press. Please subscribe, and if you can, donate. We have formed a new political party to go against the two-party dictatorship, and we are the multicultural party. We are here for everyone, and we'll get into more into that later. So if you can, contribute here on the podcast itself. And stop back again for a new podcast, as we will be updating as frequently as we can. But we have a lot going on, but we need to get the message out, because it's a very important message. And it's important that we start discussing things with the truth. And I think everyone wants plain and simply just to have the truth laid out for everyone. And frankly, we're not going to name bash. We're not going to talk about people. We're not going to, you know, go against anything like that. What we want to talk about is real items, real issues, real things, and listen to other people's opinions on those matters. And then all of us magically can come up with a solution. That was the initial intent of Congress and the Senate. But they've been hijacked by a two-party dictatorship, and I call it the monopoly, the duopoly monopoly. And until we take our government back, that two-party will forever use us, you know, as the pong, and they're playing ping pong. You know, we are monkey in the middle, so to speak, and forever trick the American population and the world at large into thinking things are a certain way when they're not. And that includes a lot more than this topic. And like I said, to keep in tune with all of that stuff, it's way more than one podcast can deliver. And so we will be diving into each of these issues, categories, and things that interest all of us the most, giving you the truth, even if it's a truth of opinion, where others can also enter their opinion with no arguments, no yelling, no shouting, and no bashing anyone or name calling. Or, you know, we're not in fourth grade anymore. So it's time that we as a society, a world society, reflect who we are as a people. All right, my friends, thank you very much for listening. Like I said, you're listening to Freedom Press. Thank you.